Thank you and good afternoon. Tomorrow will mark 1 year since the tragic murder of Father Eric Fried, and tonight a first-year memorial will be held at the St. Bernard's Parish in Eureka in his honor. The memorial will start at 5:30 tonight and will last into tomorrow morning. There will be plenty of activities for adults and children as everyone celebrates the life of Father Fried, who is beloved in the community. Some of those activities will include a vigil mass, a potluck dinner, and a live stream of the Orange Bowl college football game, as Father Eric was an avid football fan. There will also be a stream of the countdown into the new year as everyone nationwide will watch the ball drop and take us into the 2015 year. Monday morning, sheriff's deputies followed up on a report of an armed robbery that took place at a residence in the area of the Bear River Casino Friday night. A woman reported that she had just been robbed by four people and identified two of the suspects as men she had known, Braylon Lanier and Fernando Martinez. The victim told deputies that she went to the house with the two men, and once inside, they blocked the door while two women, Donetta Carpenter and Danielle Church, entered from another room armed with weapons and robbed the victim of her money and cell phone and forced her out of the house. Deputies responded to the scene instantly but were unable to locate the suspects. However, after returning to the house Monday morning, they were able to identify and locate all of the suspects. Lanier, Martinez, Carpenter, and Church were arrested and booked into county jail. Deputies also arrested another man at the residence on a drug charge. California reigns supreme when it comes to agricultural production in our country. Susan Carter with the North Coast Agricultural Report has more.
As the nation's leading growers of fruits, vegetables, and nuts, California relies heavily on immigrant farm workers.
73% of those who work on the farms in the state of California are not citizens of the United States. Many of them are here in an appropriate and documented fashion. Some are not.
While Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack stresses comprehensive immigration reform will bring certainty to the farm labor workforce, others, like the Western growers, argue many farm workers will opt to leave for more steady work in construction, cooking, or cleaning once their legal status is stable. Immigration researcher Ed Kissam with the WKF Giving Fund doesn't think farm workers will leave in droves. He says limited language education and technical skills will hold a significant percentage back.
The Eureka Police Department is looking for some help from the community in locating two people who have high priority on the department's most wanted list. 36-year-old Eureka resident Jason Omhold is wanted on felony warrants for vehicle theft, assault with a deadly weapon, and evading police, and a misdemeanor warrant for driving under the influence. The other person is 24-year-old Eureka resident Mashandra Washington, who is wanted on battery charges and is already on probation for battery and petty theft. Both suspects are believed to have been responsible for a string of daytime residential burglaries that have been occurring throughout Eureka. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In Humboldt County, we have seen our share of tragedy, and the 2014 year brought fatal traffic collisions, stabbings, and multiple homicides. There were 16 reported homicides in Humboldt County in the past year, and according to the North Coast Journal, we haven't seen that many since 1985, when 15 homicides were reported. These do not include deaths from traffic collisions that result in fatalities. We saw four die in a crash on Highway 36 this past summer, and Sunday night, a driver lost control of his pickup truck on Highway 96 and was ejected from his vehicle after hitting a guardrail. We also saw the results of a fiery crash between a big rig and a car on Highway 101 near Bimbo that resulted in one of the drivers succumbing to his injuries. We saw causes of vehicle collisions range from impairment to poor road conditions and even bad luck. It was a sad and deadly year in Humboldt County. Cold temperatures and cold weather have been constant during nighttime this week, and you can expect more of the same tonight as mercury temperatures will drop even lower from New Year's Eve and into New Year's Day. Last night, the emergency weather shelter was opened once again to provide those in need to spend the night out of the cold. The weather shelter is expected to be available throughout the end of this week. And that's the news on this New Year's Eve. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.